Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma Daf Peches, and we will begin on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, 15 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan. We learn in the Braisa. Mitzvahs Vidui Erev Yom Kippurim Rem Chasheicha. Vidui and Erev Yom Kippur should be done right at the beginning as Yom Kippurim begins. As the Rishonim explain, Yom Kippur is a day when one draws close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like when one brings a carbon, which also serves to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right before the carbon is offered, smicha is done on the animal with vidui, so too as a Jew approaches Yom Kippur, he should do vidui, he should say vidui, a mitzvah sasei to say vidui. Avlam Chachamim, Chazal tell us, Yisvada kodem shiyoichel v'yishta, one should say vidui before he eats and drinks. Shema titarif data besudai, lest he loses his mind in the meal. Machloikis Rashi and the Rambam what this means. Rashi says it means that we're concerned that he may become shikur, he may become drunk during the meal, and the Rambam learns with chas v'shalom concerned that he may become, that he may choke during the sudam afsekis. Therefore, in the mincha that is davened before the sudam afsekis, one says vidui. V'afapi shesvada kodim shachav sasa. So therefore, even though the person said vidui before he ate the sudam afsekis when he davened mincha, misvada la'achar shiyoichav yishta. He says vidui again after he eats the meal. Shema ira davar kakol b'suda. Let something inappropriate happen during the meal, for which he should say vidui again. And based on this Gemara, the Ran tell us that the Ramban says that one has the obligation to say vidui after the Suda HaMafsekis before Yom Kippur begins. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Shalah that it's proper that that's what one should do. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says so the same, that after eating the Suda Mafsekis, when one comes to Shul, one should say vidui. Even though the Beis Yosef says that we don't paskin like the Ramban, all of these achronim paskim say we should try to do what the Ramban just told us. And in fact, many achronim say that this is the basis for us saying the Tefillah Zaka, which was composed by the Chaya Adam. Mishnah Berurah says that the reason we say it when we come to Shul on the eve of Yom Kippur is in the Tefillah Zaka there is a vidui, and we do what the Ramban just taught us based on this Gemara that one should say vidui as Yom Kippur begins. Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Shayas Tshuvas V'Hagos however makes an observation. He says we know that Kol Nidre should be said before dark, because the halach is that at night and on yontif we're not matan neder, we don't absolve nedarim, annul nedarim, which is what kol nidre is all about, and therefore the halach is that kol nidre is said earlier. Says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in the nusach of the tefillah zaka, there is the words hareini makabel alai. I'm being mekabel, I'm accepting myself Yom Kippur with all of the halachas of Yom Kippur. So he says, if one says Tefillah Zaka, he's already accepting upon himself Yom Kippur. He then therefore cannot say Tefillah Zaka, he cannot say Kol Nidre after he already said Tefillah Zaka. Therefore he says, the proper thing to do is to say Vidui as one comes to Shul, then say Kol Nidre, then after Kol Nidre, before Ma'ariv, say Tefillah Zaka. Continues the Gemara, Vav b'shesvada Arvis, even though one said Vidui during the Ma'ariv davening, b'shesvada Shachris, he should say Vidui again by Shachris. Shachris, even though we said Vidui by Shachris, b'shesvada b'musaf, we again say Vidui by Musaf. B'musaf, we said Vidui by Musaf, Yisvada b'mincha, we say by Mincha. B'mincha, Yisvada b'nila, we say Midui again by Nila. And as the Rishonim explained, since the kapara of Yom Kippur is not affected until the end of Yom Kippur happens. So we keep on repeating vidui until the end of Yom Kippur. V'heichen amrei, where in the tefillah does one say the vidui? Says the Gemara, yochid achet filosai, a person davening by himself, when each individual davens, he says it after the Shemana Esrei, at the end of the Shemana Esrei, the Shlich Tzibur oimib emtsa, however the Shlich Tzibur says it in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. And the Kroy Kodesh explains why does the Shlich Tzibur say it in the middle of Shemana Esrei. He says since the Shlich Tzibur during the Shemana Esrei is anyway mentioning Slichos and Piyutim, so it's inappropriate that it's appropriate that he should also say the vidui at that point. The Mekroy Kodesh says another reason in the name of Rav Haigoin, because since a yochid has more of an issue in having proper kavana, so we set it up, we set the vidui to be set in a separate specific place at the end of tefillah. However, the Chazan doesn't have that proper, and therefore he could say the vidui even in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. Another reason that the Taisus Yom Kippurim says why vidui should be said in the middle of the Shemana Esrei by the Shlich Tzibur and not by every individual is because part of what we have to say vidui for, he says, is the way we daven the Shemana Esrei. So we wait till we finish the Shemana Esrei and we say vidui in case we didn't daven the Shemana Esrei properly either. Says the Gemara, different versions of what vidui is. And as the Sfas Emes says, all of the versions that are being mentioned in our Gemara are not the vidui itself. Vidui itself, as we learned, is chatasi avisi poshati. What the Gemara here means is what introductory words are said to the vidui. My omer. So what, my omer, what is the vidui? Omer Rav, atu yedeya rozei olam. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all the secrets of the universe. Shmuel Amar Mamake Halev, we say a tefillah Mamake Halev, a tefillah that we don't know. Levi Oimer B'Sarasa Kosvulemer, we say that it says in our Torah that a Kibiyoim Hazeh, Yechapra Aleichem, Chapra Aleichem, Kochatusechem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, we say Riboin Hailomim, Kiloetz Koseinu. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Kavanaseinu, Robim Limnois, we have too many averes to count. V'chatoseinu otzmu misaper. Too many sins to reckon. Hamnunamar. We say, Alakai atchlo nitzarti eni kedai. Before I was created, I was unworthy to be created. Achsha nitzarti kila nitzarti. Not I have been already created as if I wasn't. Ofa nebuchayai, I'm dust in my life. Kavachom misosi, certainly after death. Hareini l'fanecha k'chli moli busho chlima. I'm in front of you like a vessel filled with shame and humiliation. It should be your will that I shouldn't sin anymore. What I already have sinned, wipe out with your mercy, not through suffering. The Mashal explains that the basis for this tefillah is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that in Masechta Erevin that there was machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Was it worth it for a person to be created? And the Gemara says, Nimna v'gomro, it was decided, Toivla Adam shlo nivra mishanivra. It would have been better that a person should not be created. Avlachsha shanivra, now that it was created, the fashbish b'masav, person should always watch his ways. And the reason given why it was better for a person not to have been created is because there are more mitzvahs loisasei than mitzvahs asei. So it's harder to do the right thing than not do the wrong thing, and therefore a person would have been better off better not created. That's pshat alakai actually nitzarti ene kedai. I once heard from Rav Shlomo Shvadron, and now after the person says that he did all these averis, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wipe them out, avaloy al yidei yisurim, not through suffering. So he asked, if the person just admitted that he did all these averis, how does he have the right to ask that they should be wiped out not through suffering? So he says, if we look in the Nusach of our Tefillah, we say, Avaloi ayidei yisurim v'chaloim royim, not through bad yisurim. So he explains, of course, unfortunately, if a person sinned, he has to go through yisurim. But what kind of yisurim? He says there should not be Yisurim Roim. There should not be bad Yisurim. He says, if you need to take a quarter out of your pocket, and instead of taking out a quarter, you take out a nickel. If you have to take out a tie from your closet, and you take the wrong tie, those are Yisurim, but they're not Yisurim Roim. Those are the Yisurim that we should not suffer from bad Yisurim in having a mechila for our Averis. The Haina the Vida the Rava Kol Shata. This was the Vida the Rava said the whole year. Rav Nuna Zuta B'Yom Tikpura. Rav Nuna Zuta said this on Yom Kippur. Amma Mazatra. So Madrata says, Loya Morin El Gloyama Avil Anachnu Chatano. All of the different tefillahs that were mentioned is if he didn't say the words Avil Anachnu Chatano. Aval Amar Anachnu Chatanu. Once somebody says Aval, and the Avadram explains Aval means Be'emes. I certainly did Averis. Sulay Tzaruch. There is no need to say anything more. The Amar Rav Hamdudi. Have a Ke'imne Kamei Shmuel. I was standing in front of Shmuel. The Av Yosef as Shmuel was sitting. Be Kamatad Shlichu the Tzibur of Omar. Once the Shlich Tzibur said Aval Anachnu Chatanu, Kameikam. Shmuel stood up. Omar Shmamina. This is the main vidui. And that is taka the main vidui, that we have to say Avol Anachnu Chatanu, but as the Rambam says, we also have to say Chatosi Avisi Poshati Lifonecha. And the Menachas Chinuch points out that although we learned early in the Masechta that when the Kohen Gadol said vidui, he said Ona Hashem, Kaperno, Lavonis, Lepshoim, he had to use the word Ona, and he had to use the word Hashem, that's only by the Kohen Gadol. Our vidui is Chatosi Avisi Poshati. The Shari Tshuva for the Ben Yoina also says that one should add Avol Anachnu Vaviseinu Chatanu, because if somebody follows in the wrong path that he saw from his forefathers, he also gets a punishment for that. So therefore, a person, when saying vidui, should add the words Ava Anachnu Vavaseinu Chatanu. Rav Shach asks an interesting shaila in the Aviezri. He says, we learned in the previous shir that if a person is aware of specific averis that he transgressed, he should mention them in the vidui. Of course, the way we explain the Gemara, he should not say them out loud, he should say them quietly. So he asks the question, if somebody transgressed an Aveira B'Shoigik, so he certainly says to say Chatosi, because as we learned earlier in the Masechta, Chatosi means Shoigik. But the question is, does he also have to say Avisi and Poshati, since he didn't do this Aveira B'Mezit? So he says that even when one is saying Vidui for an Aveira that he did B'Shoigik, he should say the words Avisi Poshati, because he explains that in every Aveira, even one that one transgressed only b'shoigig, there is an element of mezid included in the Aveira. If somebody would have learned Hilchos Shabbos, he would not have been mechal Shabbos perhaps. If somebody had been more careful, he would have not come to a shoigig, and therefore even when one was oiv in Aveira b'shoigig, he should say Avisi Peshati. The Rishonim, the Ran, also says from here we see that one has to stand when he says Vidui, because the Gemara teaches us that Shmuel stood up when Vidui was said. Furthermore, we see, says the Ran, that Shmuel said Vidui along with the Shlich Tzibur when he said the Vidui. And actually, there's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says that when the Shlich Tzibur says the Vidui, the person, the tzibur should stand, but they don't have to say vidui along with the shlich tzibur. However, the Ramah says that the minig is that one should stand, should not just stand, but he should also say vidui along with the shlich tzibur. Furthermore, the halacha is that one should stand to such a degree that if he's leaning on something, if that object on what she's leaning on would fall away, he would still be able to stand. And the Achronim question to, what would be the halacha if somebody said vidui not in a standing position, and they say that certainly by the Chazar Sashatz he doesn't have to repeat the vidui. By the Shemona Esrei, if he says vidui in such a way, there is a shaila if he has to repeat it. And the Mishnah Berurah says that one saying vidui with the Shlich Tzibur has to remain standing until they get to the point of Al-Chatoyim Shonachayov Malayim Arba Mises Bezdin. The Mefarshim, based on this Gemara, the Rishash, asks an interesting Shaila. The Ramah, he says that the halacha is that one should stand during the Chazor Seshatz. So the Rishash says from our Gemara, it seems to be that we have a proof that we don't have to stand during Chazor Seshatz, because the Gemara says that Shmuel was sitting as the Shlich Tzibur was saying the Chazor Seshatz, and he only got up when they got to Vidui. So some Achronim say that there's no proof because it was on Yom Kippur, and because it was on Yom Kippur, that's why Shmuel was weak and he was sitting. But normally he perhaps stood by Chazor Seshatz. Others say that even if you have to stand by Chazor Seshatz, but you don't have to stand during the piyutim and the slichas that the Shlich Tzibur says by the Chazor Seshatz, and that was what Shmuel was sitting by when he got till he got up for the vidui. However, the Gra says that when the Ramah says that one has to stand for Chazor Seshatz, it means in the times when the people were not bekiyim, they did not know how to say Shemoneh Esrei themselves, and they were mekayim the mitzvah of Shemoneh Esrei by hearing it from the Shlich Tzibur. However, nowadays, where we hear the Shemoneh Esrei, where we could say our own Shemoneh Esrei, the minig that Ramah says that one has to stand by Chazor Seshatz no longer applies, and actually the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also says that it's not necessarily our minig to stand by Chazor Seshatz. Tanan Hossam, there's a Mishnah in Masech Tainis that says B'shloisha Prokim Shonam, three times during the year, Kehanim Noisim Eskapeim Arba Pomim B'yoyim, the Kehanim Duchen, they say Birchus Kehanim four times during the day, B'shachas B'musa B'mincho B'nilish Arim. Veilein Shloisha Prokim, what three times are there? B'tainis, during the Tanesim, B'mamodos, the Gemara Masech Tainis teaches us that the halacha is that when one brings a carbon, he has to participate in being there when the carbon is brought. Every day there were carbonas brought by the tzibur, the carbon tamim shel shachar and the carbon tamim shel ben abayim. Not all of Klal Yisrael could have been there, so there were my mother's people designated that came to Yerushalayim or even in their towns that sat and davened and learned and fasted those days and the Yom Kippurim. So Mefarshim explained what is the uniqueness of these days. Because normally, the Gemara Masechta Tainis explains this, normally there is no Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. However, because we're concerned of Shikris, that a person ate and drank, and therefore is not allowed, the Kohen is no longer allowed to Duchen. However, people are fasting, so there's no concern of Shikris, and they could say Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. However, the Gemara Masechta Tainis also points out that not all of these tefillas apply to all of the days mentioned. On Tainis and Mamadis, for example, there is no Musaf. So the Gemara discusses Nila. My Nila Sha'arim. What does it mean, the tefillah of Nila Sha'arim? Rav Amat Slusi Saratan, it's an extra tefillah. B'Shmuel Aimer, it's not a whole extra tefillah. We just say the words Ma'onu Ma'achayim. Ask the Gemara on Shmuel, Meisvei, which learned in the Braisa, O Yom Kippurim, Mispal Sheva Misvada. On Yom Kippurim Eve, we say Shemoneh Esrei seven brachas, and we say Vidu. B'Shachris, Mispal Sheva Misvada, the same thing by Shachris, we say Shemoneh Esrei seven brachas, and say Vidu. B'Musav, Mispal Sheva Misvada, the same by Musav. B'Mincha, Mispal Sheva Misvada. B'Nila, Mispal Sheva Misvada, B'Choysen B'Vidu. And we end off with the words of Vidu. Divrei Remeya. The Chamim disagree, and they say Imrotzel Lachdam Bevidui Chaisim. If one wants to end the bracha with Vidui, he may do so. So Rashi says two pshatim how to explain this machlokes between the Chamim Remeya. So before we say Rashi's two pshatim, the Gra says that whatever pshat we're going to learn, this discussion of how the bracha is said is only a discussion regarding the Shlich Tzibur. It has nothing to do with the Shemoneh Esrei that each individual says. So the first pshat Rashi says that the Chum hold that wherever we say a Shemoneh Esrei of seven brachas in any of the tefillah, if you want to say the end the bracha with Vidu, you can. And Remeya holds that only by Ni'ilah we end with Vidui, not by any other tefillahs. And Rabbanim, as we said, say by all the tefillahs, we could end with vidui if we want. The second pshat Rashi says is that the Chachomim are only speaking about Ne'ilah. Dedera, a person has the right to end with vidui if he wants. And Ramei is going to hold that not that it's optional, but Ramei is going to hold by Ne'ilah one must end with vidui. But what we see here is, whether we hold like Ramei or whether we hold like the Chachomim, we see that vidui, that Ne'ilah is a tefillah. Tiyofta the Shmuel, Tiyofta, so we see that Shmuel is refuted, and Ne'ilah is a full-fledged tefillah, not just something extra. Taisus Yom Kippurim asks, how could Shmuel have said that Ne'ilah is not a tefillah, if we just learned in the previous Gemara that by Ne'ilah we say Nesias Kapayim, and Nesias Kapayim has to be set part of the tefillah. So the Taisus Yom Kippurim actually says that Shmuel would agree that even though Ne'ilah is not a full-fledged tefillah, we do say the words Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu B'Amcha Yisrael, and then say Nesias Kapayim as part of Ne'ilah. The Gevuras Ari says that actually the Gemara could have asked that question. How could you, Shmuel, say that Ne'ilah is not a tefillah if we know that we have to say Nesias Kapayim by Ne'ilah? But the Gevuras Ari says the Gemara asked a different question. Rashi says there are two explanations to the word Ne'ilah. One is that it's the time of Ne'ilah Shar Shemayim, when the gates of heaven close. Another explanation is the Ne'ilah of the gates of the Azara. And the practical difference between these two pshatim is when Ne'ilah should be davened. If we say it's when the gates of the Azara closed, it should be davened during the day, because the avoiding the Azara was completed during the day. If, on the other hand, it refers to Ne'ilah Shari Shemayim, then it could be davened later, because that's when the gates of heaven close. Ula Barav, Nochas Kameh de Rava. Ula Barav davened before Rava, Pasach At Bechatranu, he began Ne'ilah with the words At Bechatranu, V'san V'manu Mechayenu, V'shavchen Ravi praised him for saying it the right way. Rav Huna Bereidem of Nachman Amar, V'yochar Omroi, the Yochid should say the tefillah ma'an ma'chayenu achar tefillosai after his tefillah. Omer Rav, Rav teaches us, tefillos ne'ilah peteresa shal arvis. If one davens ne'ilah, he doesn't have to daven ma'irv. Rav l'tamei, because Rav is according to his shita that we just learned. Domar tzlusa yuseirahi, ne'ilah is another tefillah. V'kim v'tzalalei, since you daven ne'ilah, sulay tzarech, there is no need to daven ma'irv. Ask the Gemara, omi amar Rav hachi. Is Rav really concerned about an Ne'ilah exempting davening Ma'ariv from a Rav? Halacha kedivrei Omer, tefillas arvis rishus. The halacha is like the mandamid that says the Ma'ariv is optional. So if you don't have to daven Ma'ariv, what's the concern if Ne'ilah takes over Ma'ariv or not? Answers the Gemara, ledivrei Omer choy v'kama. Rav is going according to the shita that hold, that he's addressing those shitas that hold that one must daven ma'ariv, and he's saying that even though we have to daven ma'ariv, we don't have Matzah Yom Kippur by saying the Ne'ilah, we exempt davening ma'ariv. There's a long Tosfos here that says that even if we hold Tfilas Arvis Rishus, which is the way the Gemara paskins the Masechta Brachos, still Kavolei Chayva, we're obligated to say ma'ariv. And we have to say Ma'ariv, and the halach is of one missed Ma'ariv, he has to repeat the tefillah Ma'ariv. So how could the Gemara here say that Ne'ilah exempts us from davening Ma'ariv? So Taisha says, since Matzah Yom Kippur, people are busy with doing a mitzvah. Matzah Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat a suda, it's a yontif. That's why doing a mitzvah exempts us from davening Ma'ariv. Which the Rishonim still question, because even if somebody's obligated to do a mitzvah at night, that doesn't exempt him from davening ma'ariv. So the Taisus Yom Kippurim explains that since when is there a din that a mitzvah doesn't exempt us from davening ma'ariv, that's if the chi of ma'ariv came before the mitzvah. However, in the case here, the person began davening during the day. Yom Kippur was all day Yom Kippur. And then as soon as Matzah Yom Kippur comes, he has the mitzvah of preparing a suda, l'kavod Matzah Yom Kippur, so there's never a time that he wasn't busy with another mitzvah, and therefore he doesn't have to daven Ma'ariv according to Rav. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, oh, Yom Kippur, Mispal, Sheva, Misvada. Yom Kippur Eve, we say Shemen Esrei, we say Vidui. Shachris, Sheva, Misvada. Musav, Sheva, Misvada. Benila, Mispal, Sheva, Misvada. Avris, Mispal, Sheva, Me'en Shemen Esrei. Matzah Yom Kippur by Ma'ariv, one says an abridged version of Shemen Esrei, which the Gemara Masechta the Brachos explains is called Havinenu. Havinenu is one long bracha that encompasses all of the points mentioned in the middle brachas of the Shemen Esrei. So he says the first three brachas of Shemen Esrei, the last three brachas of Shemen Esrei, and he says Havinenu. Rav Chanina bar Gamliel, Meshem Avayis, Rav Chanina bar Gamliel says the name of his fathers, Bespalo Shemen Esrei Shleimus. Matzah Yom Kippur, we have to say a regular Shemen Esrei. Neshet Tzarech Loima, Havdol B'chayin Hadas. Because we have to say Havdolah in Chayin Hadas, and therefore we can't just say Havinenu. And as Tosfos explains, if somebody is accustomed to always saying Havinenu when he davens Shemen Esrei, so he knows how to incorporate Atochon Antonu into the Havinenu Nusach. However, a person who's not accustomed to saying Havinenu will not know how to incorporate Atochon Antonu, and that's why Rav Chanina bar Gamliel says that even a Matzah Yom Kippur should say regular Shemen Esrei. The Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos disagree why an abridged version of Shemen Esrei should be said on Matzah Yom Kippur. Rashi says, "Mivnei Tairich, a Matzah Yom Kippur person is busy, he has to prepare a meal, having fasted a whole day, and therefore we say an abridged version of the Shemen Esrei." Tosfos has a different reason. Tosfos explains that since a Matzah Yom Kippur, when one is davening Ma'ariv, he's still fasting, so just like on the whole day of Yom Kippur when he was fasting, he only said Shemona Esrei of seven brachas, so too a Matzah Yom Kippur, while he's still fasting, when he's davening Ma'ariv, he should say a seven bracha Shemona Esrei. The Tosfos Yom Kippurim explains, what is the nafgamina between Rashi and Tosfos? It'll be if a person has someone else to prepare his meals. If the reason is as Rashi with Mnei HaTorach, so this person doesn't have a tircha. Somebody else is preparing his meal. But if the reason is as Tosfos explained, because we're concerned that he shouldn't get mixed up with the other Shemen Esrei, it makes no difference if he has someone to prepare his meals or not. However, from here we see that davening, that one must daven a regular Ma'ariv of a Matzah Yom Kippur, not like Rav said. Says the Gemara, this question of Nila could substitute saying Ma'ariv, Tanoihi is a machloikus Tanoim. The Tanya says in the Braisa, Kol Chayvei Tfilas, whoever is obligated to go to the mikvah, Koivlin Kedarkim Yom Kippurim, may go to the mikvah Yom Kippur. Even though Yom Kippur, as we learned, one is not allowed to wash himself, if somebody is obligated to go to the mikvah, he could go to the mikvah Yom Kippur. That means a Nido Yeledes, Toivlis Kedarkis Bele Yom Kippurim, could go at the eve of Yom Kippur to the mikvah, because as the Rishonim explained, the Gemara Masechta the Nida teaches us that a Nida or Yeledes may only go to the mikvah in the evening. A Balkari, that somebody who had an emission, and the Gemara Masechta Brachas teaches us that Ezra made a takana that if somebody has an emission of semen, he's not allowed to daven or learn until he goes to the mikvah. Toivel v'hoilich ad mincha. He can toivel until mincha. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ayam kula, he can be toivel the whole day. So the Gemara is explaining that the Tanakam that says that a Balkari only could go to the mikveh till mincha is because he holds, the Tanakam, the Rabbanon hold, that he could go, that Nila is daven that night. Since Nila is daven that night, there is no heter, there is no dispensation for him to go to mikveh during the day. He'll go to the mikveh at night, and then he'll daven Nila, because Nila is a nighttime tefillah, which also will exempt him from davening Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yossi, whoever holds that a Balkari goes to the mikveh all day, obviously holds that Nila is davened during the day, and therefore, even the person who's a Balkari should go to the mikveh in order that he should be able to daven Ni'ila. The Rishonim ask, we can understand why a Balkari has to go to the mikveh. Because as we just explained, according to Ezra, there's a takana that a Baal Keri is not allowed to daven unless he went to the mikvah. However, the Zav and the Zava, why should they be allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur? Let them wait till Matzah Yom Kippur and go to the mikvah. So some Rishonim explain that even a Zav and a Zava should not be allowed to daven until they go to the mikvah, which is difficult to understand. So others explain, since they want this dealing with a situation where these people want to be able to eat kachim that night, and since they want to eat kachim that night, they have to go to the mikveh during the day in order that they should be able to eat that night kachim. But now the Gemara asks, there's a different brisa which contradicts the brisa we just learned. For a minute, we'll ask Akash. It says in a brisa, Hazova, Hazova, Hametzayru, Metzaras, Uboil Nida, Vatmei Meis, Toivlin, Kedarkin, B'Yom Kippurim, could go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. The Toisus Yom Kippurim asks, a Tamei Meis, what will it help if he goes to the mikvah on Yom Kippur? Doesn't he require, isn't he required to have Hazor from the Paraduma before he becomes Tar, which may not be done on Yom Kippur? So he answers, either it's talking about that a cotton will do hazah on him, a cotton is allowed to do hazah on Yom Kippur, or it's talking about the tefillah that has to take place on after the hazah. He had hazah before Yom Kippur, but he needs to still have a tefillah, and that tefillah will be taking place on the eighth day, which would be Yom Kippur. Neither Yeledes, continues the Braisa, Tavlos for Daka Belel Yom Kippurim, because they're only allowed to go to the mikveh at night. Balkeri Tavlos Hayla Kol Yom Kulay. A Balkeri goes to the mikveh all day. Rabbi Yosi Omer, when a Mincha Amal Eni Yochel Litvah. After Mincha, he can't go to the mikveh anymore. So we really have two stiras here. We really have two contradictions. One is between the Rabbanon, that in the previous brisa the Rabbanon say that they only could go to the mikveh if they had an emission before Mincha. Here it says the whole day. And we have a steer in Rabbi Yossi. We have Rabbi Yossi in the previous brisa said he could go all day. And here he says only after the mincha he can't. So the Gemara only focuses on the steer between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara does not focus on the steer between the Rabbanon. And the Rishonim explain, because the Rabbanon, we could say the Rabbanon of the first brisa are not the same Rabbanon of the second brisa. So therefore we can't ask questions from the Rabbanon on the Rabbanon. However, Rabbi Yossi seems to be the same Rabbi Yossi. And in the first brisa, Rabbi Yossi says he can go to the mikveh all day. In the second brisa, he can't. Answers the Gemara like Kasha. How did Tzali Tfilas Nila? The second brisa, Rabbi Yossi is speaking in a case where he already davened Nila. So since he already had davened Nila, he has no right to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. However, the first brisa is the light Tzali, that he didn't daven Nila. And Rabbi Yossi holds that Nila should be davened during the day of Yom Kippur. Therefore, he's about carry. We allow him to go to the mikvah. Ask the Gemara, either Tzali, if we're explaining that the second brisa is speaking in a situation where the person already davened Nila, so my tamay Rabbanan, why did Rabbanan allow him to go to the mikvah? Answers the Gemara, Kosavi Rabbanan, because Rabbanan hold tefillah bezman mitzvah. Even though the person doesn't need to daven, he already davened Ilah. The Rabbanan hold going to the mikveh in its proper time is a mitzvah. And the Avni Nezer explains the machloikis, if tefillah bezman mitzvah or not, very beautifully. He explains the issue is going to the mikveh in itself considered a mitzvah? And if going to the mikveh in itself is a mitzvah, then the going in the proper time should be done. Tefillah bezman mitzvah. That's what the Rabbanan here hold. The other man, the Omer, that holds tefillah bezmano, lav mitzvah, holds that going to the mikveh in its own is not a mitzvah. The whole point of going to the mikveh is only that one should be able to become tar and do what a tar person is allowed to do, eat kachim, etc. But it's not a mitzvah on its own. And therefore there is no concept of tefillah bezmano mitzvah. And in fact, the Chroinim say that this question is not only relevant to humans. It's even Kalim. If there's a Kali that becomes Tomei, and it comes the time that it could go to the mikveh, The Masha holds that according to the man, the Omer, Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, one should take the keli to be toivled in the right time. The Pnei Yeshua says that even the man, the Omer, that holds Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah will not hold that regarding kelim. However, the Achrayim also teach us that this discussion of Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah is only if a person is going to the mikveh in the right time. However, once that time has passed, there is no longer a din of tefillah b'zman a mitzvah to go early, to go at the earliest time possible, which is certainly worthwhile and should be commended. The concept of tefillah b'zman a mitzvah will not apply where a person missed the proper time, whether he should go at the earliest time possible. So now we're saying that the Rabbanan hold that tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, and therefore, even though he already davened, he should still go to the mikvah. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with Rabbanim, and Rabbi Yossi is holding that if one davened already, he shouldn't go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi holds lav mitzvah, that there is no mitzvah to go to the mikvah in the proper time. Vatanya asked the Gemara from this on a brice, from a brisa. The brisa says, "Harei shoy Hashem kosov al basaroi." If a person had the name of Hashem written on his skin, harei zel yirchatz for Yosef. He's not allowed to wash or anoint himself because it causes it to raise. So, according to Rashi, the problem is that it causes that his name should be, the name of Hashem should be erased. The Tosfos Yeshanim and Tosfos Rosh ask on Rashi, because the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, they say, says that if one doesn't actively erase Hashem's name, he only is goyer mechikas Hashem, he only causes that Hashem's name should be erased, that's not called mechikas Hashem. So why is Rashi saying that one's not allowed to wash himself when he has Hashem's name on him? And interestingly enough, the Sfas Emes points out that here we see that the Shem Hashem has the Kedusha, even the Shem Hashem has the Kedusha even when it wasn't written on a klaf, and it probably wasn't written with great kavona. Who writes the Shem Hashem with great kavona on his skin? It still has the din of the Shem Hashem. So, but Rashi says the problem is that it's going to be erased. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos, they say, says that there is no problem when it's not actively being erased, and therefore they say that the issue here is that one gets undressed when he washes himself, and one is not allowed to be in a state of undress in front of the Shem Hashem. The Noida Behuda answers Rashi. He says that when the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says that there is no issue in causing the Shem Hashem to be erased, that's only Letzorich Mitzvah. But if it's not Letzorich Mitzvah, and he says that's what the Gemara is referring to here, Harez Lo Yirchatz, one shouldn't just wash himself, not Letzorich Mitzvah, even Gram Mechikas Hashem is Oser. And therefore he says, the Noda Behuda was addressing a Shaila, where one had a shul, and in the shul, on the walls of the shul, Psukim and other tefillahs were written. And then that person passed away, and the children of that person sold the shul, sold that home to a individual who wanted to use it for his own needs and wanted to paint the walls. So even though painting the walls would only be a gram mechikas Hashem, still the Noda Behuda said since it wasn't a tzarech mitzvah, it should not be done. For the same reason, the Sefer Chassidim and the Tashbats tell us that one should be careful not to leave Sfarim that have Hashem's name written in them in places where they could come to get ruined, because even though it's only a gram, he's not actively causing the Shem Hashem to be erased, still a gram Mechikas Hashem when it's not Letzorich Mitzvah is awesome. Furthermore, he should not stand in a place which is dirty with the Shem Hashem on it. Nizdamalai Tfilos Mitzvah, if somebody has to go to the mikvah, he's obligated to the mikvah, Karech Alav Gemi, he should put on a blade of grass, for Yar V'Toivel. He should put on the blade of grass, not tight, because he puts it on tight, it'll be a chatzitza, but he could put on a blade of grass and go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi says if it's a tefillah mitzvah, yari v'tayvul k'darkoi. He can go to the mikveh regularly, or v'atshle yishavshef, as long as he doesn't rub Hashem's name. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that he doesn't have to put on the blade of grass? Kaimalon. The tefillah is matter mitzvah pligi. Is there an obligation to go to the mikveh in the right time? Tanakama holds there is no such mitzvah. And therefore, Tanakama holds, he can't go to the mikveh unless he covers the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yossi holds going to the mikveh any time is an obligation, and therefore, since he's not actively erasing Hashem's name, he's allowed to go. So we see Rabbi Yossi holds the tefillah b'zman mitzvah. We just finished explaining that Rabbi Yossi holds that way. Answers the Gemara, the two Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda. And here Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda, the Tana of the Braisa that we said that on Yom Kippur, a Balkeri, if he has no tefillah to daven anymore, is not allowed to go to the mikveh because he holds tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah, is going according to Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda teaches us in Masecht Nida, Daila Tefillah Shetai Bachroina. The Gemara Masecht Nida discusses a situation where there's a question when a woman has to go to the mikveh. And according to Beis Shammai, this woman, since we don't know when she's obligated to go to the mikveh, will have to go 95 times. Beis Hillel says 35 times. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that she should only go to the mikveh at the end of the 13 weeks in which there's a question when she had to go to the mikveh, because he holds there's no mitzvah to go to the mikveh when it's not going to accomplish the final tahara anyway. So that braisa that says tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Tosfos Yeshanim quotes a Rabbeinu Meir that says we can now explain all the braises differently. In the first braisa, the Rabbanim teach us that one becomes Balkeri after Mincha Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to go to the mikvah until night. Obviously hold that Nila is set at night, and also they hold that Tefillah B'zmano Lav Mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi Bechalifta, in that the braisa will be Rabbi Yossi Bechalifta, who holds that a Balkeri is a mitzvah to go tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, and therefore he holds that any time during that day of Yom Kippur he could go to the mikveh tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. In the second braisa, the Rabbanan hold that he could go to the mikveh, Balkeri could go to the mikveh any time, because the Rabbanan of that braisa hold tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, in that braisa, the Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and he's going to hold that he can't go to the mikveh after davening mincha, because he's going to hold the meal to be set at night, and tefillah b'zmano lav mitzvah. Tana Rabbanan teaches us the Gemara braisa. Haroi keri b'yom kippurim, if one has such a mission on Yom Kippurim, yored v'toivel, he should go to the mikveh, ul erev yishavshef, and at night he should wash himself. Ask the Gemara la'erev, he should clean himself at night. The halacha is that before one goes to the mikveh, he has to clean himself. But what's the point of cleaning himself after he went to the mikveh? Maida hava. What was. It's too late. Ela eima me'erev yishavshef. A person on erev Yom Kippur should wash himself properly in order that in case he has to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur, he will have been cleaned and not have any chatzitza on the body before he goes to the mikveh. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays, so like in this way, the Rambam says a Balkeri should not go to the mikveh. Shulchan Aruch says that even a person who's makbir on Tfilas Ezra a whole year, still, even if he has an omission on Yom Kippur, he doesn't go to the mikveh, because the halach is that the Gemara Masech the Bracha says that Chazal were mevatel, abolished Tfilas Ezra. They said we don't have to be careful about Tfilas Ezra. Rechitza, washing oneself on Yom Kippur, is asur, and therefore the halach is that nowadays, even if one has an omission chas v'shalom on Yom Kippur, he should not go to the mikveh. He should just clean the area that got dirty. This is what the Gemara here says, that yishavshef, that one should wash himself from erev Yom Kippur. This is one of the sources why the minig is to go to the mikveh on erev Yom Kippur, up to the point that the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Sadia going that when one goes to the mikveh in Erev Yom Kippur, even a man should make a bracha. Our meaning is that when one goes to the mikveh in Erev Yom Kippur, he doesn't make a bracha. Tana Tana Kamed Reb Nachman. Haroi Kerb Yom Kippurim. If somebody sees Yom Kippurim, carrying Yom Kippur, Avonaisav Mukhulim Loi. It's a sign that is Averis of forgiven. Ask the Gemara about Tanya Avonaisav Sidurim. If somebody sees Chas V'Shalom carrying Yom Kippur, it means that the sins are arranged. My Sidurim, says the Gemara, what does Sidurim mean? Sidurim Limacha. They are arranged that he should have a kapara. Tana de Be'er Bishmol. Haroi Kerb Yom Kippurim. Yidak Kol Hashana Kula. He should be concerned. As Rashi explains, if somebody sees Keri Yom Kippur, he should be concerned that they're sending him a message min Shemayim that your tefillah and your fasting are not accepted in Shemayim. Similar to what we're going to learn in the Gemara in Sukkah, that if somebody sits in the Sukkah and it rains, it's a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be in the Sukkah. Then also Lashana, but if the person survives the year, Muftach Lashu Ben Olam Haba, then it's a contrary to sign, the fact that he survived the year, that he has a lot of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim on his side, and therefore even though he saw Keri Yom Kippur, he is survived and he's fine. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Teda, Shekol Olam Kulei Rav, who suffer? Everybody is starved, everybody doesn't have this pleasure, and he does have the pleasure that's why it's a bad sign, but if he survives, it's obvious that he has a lot of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. The Shulchan Charaf and Stipel also has a letter that nowadays this Gemara is not that applicable. He says if somebody Chas V'Shalom sees Keri on Yom Kippur, it's not a raya, it's not a proof one way or the other. It could come because they overate on Yom Kippur, or because the person had machshavas for hurim on Yom Kippur that caused the carry, and nothing should be read into it in either direction. The Rebbe Rabbonim says the word yidak is the same gematria as chai. If somebody is yidak, if somebody is concerned, if somebody that he saw the carry and he's worried about it, and he does tshuva over it, then what will happen? The gematria of yidak is chai; he will live. And Taka says the Gemara, Ka'osar Avdimi Omer, Matash Chai Yisagi Masagi, he will live a long, multiply and multiply further. And Rashi and Tosfos both quote the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Yira Zera, if somebody Chas V'Shalom sees Zera on Yom Kippur, he should not be worried. Hiyaruch Yomim, he'll be Zoycha Tarichas Yomim, Vishonim Toivus, which would be the bracha to all Jews. Hanuloch Yom Kippurim, Hanuloch Yom Kippurim, Hanuloch Yom Kippurim, Vesliklach, Masechta Yuma.